public hearing to order. Everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for a moment of silence.
Announcements. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearings. Roll call. Archer.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Collins. DeLon. Donaldson.
Here.
Eckert.
Here.
Fabiano. Gerentine.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Haynes. Hepner.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney James.
Here.
Maloney Joseph.
Here.
Nolan.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts. Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Here.
Warro.
Here.
And Waltman.
Here.
18 present and 5 absent. Tonight's first public hearing is on proposed local law number 13 of 2018. A local law establishing the Ulster County Electrical Licensing Board and providing for the qualifications, examination, licensing, and regulation of electricians in Ulster County, New York. There is one speaker.
With the three public hearings that we have tonight, there are a total of probably, 10, 11 people signed up?
10
people signed up. So we're going to do 3 minutes apiece. Everyone, please watch the timekeeper in the back of the room. And make sure not to address any individual legislators, and also please be respectful of everyone else who speaks. I know from the group of people I see here, everyone's going to be respectful, so I'm very happy about that. And with that, call the speaker for this public hearing.
The speaker on this public hearing is Mike Dovich.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen of the legislature. In regards to the licensing of electrical contractors in Ulster County, I'm opposed to this. First of all, we have town building codes, town building inspectors that have been doing a job that is adequate up until this point. Second of all, we would be creating a redundant layer of government. We'd have to finance, oversee, and police. And thirdly, we would be raising the cost of housing in Ulster County by another excessive regulation. I'm in opposition to this, and I encourage all of you to vote in opposition to it as well. Thank you.
That's the last speaker. Motion to close public hearing. Second. All in favor? Opposed? Public hearing is closed.
Tonight's second public hearing is on proposed local law number 17 of 2018, a local law establishing an Ulster County human rights law. And there are 9 speakers signed up. The first speaker is Dr. Carol Robin.
Hi, I'm a healthcare practitioner and business owner in Ulster County. I've lived here for 30 years, and I love this county. I think it's one of the most beautiful, wonderful places in the country. And I think it's important that we, in making this county more wonderful, be sure that we are protecting all of our citizens. And that means working against discrimination for any reason and honoring human rights and respect and dignity for all people. I think not only would this make our county more wonderful in so many ways for people to live here, but I think it also makes a statement to the rest of the country, to the larger community, that we are people who believe in the ethics and the morals and the human rights and dignity of people, and that we're willing to stand up for it by passing laws to show that we feel that this is really important. So I strongly urge you to vote in favor of law number 17. Thank you.
Jeff Rindler.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the legislature.
For those that don't know me, my name is Jeff Rindler, and I am the executive director of the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center and also a proud member of the Ulster County Human Rights Commission. I'm here tonight to speak in favor of the proposed human rights law. I was very proud and honored to be part of a bipartisan task force of individuals that were diverse in race, gender identity, sexual orientation, and political affiliation. And I thank Legislative Chair Ron for bringing this group together. We were a very interesting group. The writing of the law was a process that took several incarnations, but I think at the end we came up with something that satisfied all sides of our multi-sided table, and most importantly supports those who are potentially being discriminated against. This law protects all in Ulster County, right? Not segregated out, and provides mediation with a restorative justice model, a liaison for those that need support in walking through the process, as well as an administrative law judge when it cannot be resolved, that will resolve and potentially impose damages. Of course, the ultimate goal is to resolve it in mediation. But we believe really that the Albany trip, we believe many people don't go. And that's because it's either too far, too complicated, they don't have the financial means to go there. So this law eliminates that barrier and give people another option, while at the same time offering, we'd offer out what it is, and people would make that decision based on that. Albany, you can get higher awards and also an attorney if needed. I want to say that people call our center all the time and they're in need. Sometimes we can help them, but when we have to refer out, the sad part is many of them don't end up at that referral site. We know if we could have helped, they would have come to us. And that's how I feel about this law. We're not sending people to the abyss known as Albany, but we're sending them to the comfort and safety of Ulster County. So here we are again, another extraordinary opportunity before us, right? For all of us to do what I affectionately call the taking care of our own law. And I hope and trust when the time comes you will vote in favor of this law. And I want to end my last 30 seconds, I have 2-3 minutes, to thank my colleagues on this task force, of course, Legislator Ronk, but Maud Bruce from the ACLU, Rabbi Hecht, Angelina Burroughs, Dave Clegg, attorneys behind and in front of me, Christopher Ragucci, Nicholas Pascal, legislators Hepner, Waro, and we had a special guest appearance by the irrepressible minority leader, Hector Rodriguez. I also want to thank the Human Rights Commission, who is a pleasure to serve with and work with, and each of you, truly, for serving Ulster County. You go above and beyond. You make decisions that are fair and just and right. And I trust you will do the same on this one. I thank you all for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sherry Gold.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Sherry Gold. I'm a practicing attorney here in Ulster County. I'm a member of the Human Rights Commission here. I'm a mediator with the New York Peace Institute and the Ulster County Dispute Resolution Center. I'm here tonight to speak in favor of the Ulster County Human Rights Protection Act of 2018. The Ulster County Charter provided for the establishment of a Commission of Human Rights created for the purpose of fostering mutual respect for the rights of all citizens and to explore opportunities for improving relations among all people of Ulster County. So having been created for the right purposes, the problem was that the taxpayers never knew of our existence, let alone purpose, and the commission was barely funded. The Ulster County Human Rights Protection Act of 2018 proposes to change all that. Properly funded, the law will offer members of our community an option to have the commission assist them in processing the complaint by having their dispute mediated locally, not in Albany, which is time-consuming, emotionally draining, and cost-prohibitive for many. While we can mediate these disputes within the commission, we've also contacted the Ulster County Dispute Resolution Center, which is right here and has graciously offered to partner with us to assist in the implementation of this law by mediating these cases free of charge, all under the oversight of the commission. So should a complainant prefer to go to the State Division, this law empowers the commission to act as a liaison for these people. Properly funded, the law will contemplate the appointment of an independent administrative hearing officer to hear the complaints if the mediation process is not conclusive or averted, and they'll be empowered through this new law to implement the full power of subpoena, the right to assess damages, both monetary and otherwise, and if necessary, to promote the principles of restorative justice. The tribunal will support all members of our community. Since the referral of the complainant to the State Division in Albany is costly for not only the complainant, but the one charged with the violation to go and defend. So I urge you all to finally give the people of this county what they expected in the creation of the Human Rights Commission, which is a viable body with deeply caring public servants who strive to implement its missions in the mediation or resolution of disputes to reduce the tensions which naturally exist in a place like here, where we are fortunate enough to reside in a culturally diverse community. Thank you.
David Clegg.
So I'm Dave Clegg. I'm running for Congress. Oh, wait a second. That was last week. So I'm going to be brief. I do want to echo what Jeff said, because I thought the task force was phenomenally successful, and that working together with Republicans and Democrats and people from the community that had invested interest in this issue was really a wonderful experience for me. I saw that we can get together and do the right thing for Ulster County. And I'm hoping that you will do that with this bill. I think this bill has a great deal of potential to make us a shining example in the state of New York for honoring and protecting human rights of the people in this county. And I really believe it strongly. The one issue I wanted to talk about, I know there's some question about the level of damages that have been set up by this, and we had suggested $25,000. I just wanted you to hear my thoughts about that. I thought $25,000 was an appropriate level. And the reason I say that is, as a private attorney, when somebody, and I do these human rights cases before the state's Human Rights Commission. I've done it before. I've done maybe a dozen of these cases over time. If a small case comes into the door of an attorney and it's not worth more than $25,000, the likelihood of getting attorney assistance of a private attorney to follow up with that is unlikely. As a private attorney, if somebody comes into my door and has a case that's potentially worth $25,000 or more, I'm never going to do it locally. I'm going to go to Albany. If there's a concern that we're going to steal cases from Albany, I don't see that as a problem. But what I do think is that there are occasions where those damages are hard to assess, and $25,000 is a reasonable amount to provide for the damages that may occur in these human rights violations. So I just wanted to speak to that as a private attorney. As a Human Rights Commission chair, I want to support it 100%. I think this is a wonderful move. I will honor it. If you all do it, we will do our best to make sure it's effective and it's worked in a way that honors all of you and your dedication to this. So thank you very much.
Marie Elena.
I'm Marilena Ferrer-Harrington. I'm a resident of Ulster County for the last 7 years. I'm a proud member of the Human Rights Commission, too. And I've been working on the ground with the people that normally doesn't have a voice. I really think that this law will give them the opportunity to be heard, to be protected, and to help us make this community, as all my... peers from the Human Rights Commission just said, to make this place the community that it is, and also to give value to absolutely everyone, because everyone is going to be protected, everyone is going to be represented, and everyone is going to have an opportunity. Thank you.
Fran Devine.
Good evening. My name is Fran Devine. I serve on the board at the LGBTQ Center here in Kingston. I'm also a PFLAG mom. For those who don't know what a PFLAG mom is, we're parents and friends of lesbians and gays and the rest of the alphabet that goes along with that. it's an advocacy group and a support group. Parents come into my group trying to help their children or help understand their children. But one of the biggest issues that any parent comes into my group with is the safety of their children. And it always gets to me because I know that our children aren't always safe. And with a law to protect them, that's what we look for. And it's so very, very important because they're the most vulnerable people in our society. And so as legislators, it is your duty to protect those people who are the most vulnerable. And so I can go back to my parents and tell them, yes, Ulster County is a good place for your children to live because they are protected, and that's what they need to be. So I implore you to pass this. It's an important thing to do, and for all of our citizens to feel safe and honored in our community. Thank you.
Fred Mayo.
My name is Fred Mayo. I've been a proud resident of Ulster County since 1970. That means I'm new in the neighborhood or in the county. I have had the pleasure of serving on the board of the LGBTQ Center for the last 8 years in a number of official capacities. And when I was the acting executive director 2 years ago, when the horror of the Pulse nightclub massacre happened, Ulster County stood up and supported the LGBTQT community in every way it could. Mike Hine and his staff, the Ulster County Mental Health Association, the City of Kingston, the Police Department in Kingston, the Sheriff's Department, they all called and they offered support and they stood with us as we had a vigil at the center and we stood up for those people who were massacred because they were different. And I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget walking with Steve and Mike on the streets of Kingston with more and more and more and more people joining us. So Ulster County is a beacon for what it can be to protect people who need protection. There are states in this country where I, as an out gay man, can't rent an apartment, can be fired if someone finds I'm gay, can be deprived of all kinds of what we think of as normal liberties. What this law represents is a chance to do something for people who need protection and who need support. And I tell you, when I was the executive director, and kids would come to the center and say, where do I go for help? Where do I find someone who will stand up for me so I'm not attacked, I'm not bullied, I'm not discriminated against, and I'm not mocked? What do I do when my boyfriend fights with me and there's no place to go? What do I do when my parents put me out on the street and there's no place to go? What do I do when I'm treated strange because I'm in clothes that don't look like they belong on my body? And we've created groups like the League of Extraordinary Genders for kids to feel safe in the center to try out what a different gender identity is all about. I know you have the ability and the skill and the moral commitment. I hope you all vote unanimously to make this county a beacon for what is not happening in the rest of this state and not happening in this country, and make all of us in Ulster County proud because of a unanimous decision you make to support the human rights law. And thank you for listening.
Elena Mickelson.
Good evening. She actually got both of them wrong, which is good. My name is Ilana Mickelson. Pretty good. I am a longtime resident of Rosendale, over 30 years now, and I'm a retired professor from a SUNY, retired SUNY professor, and I'm actually going to speak as a SUNY professor. I spent a long time teaching cultural and political theory. And, you know, for those of you that identify as liberals, this bill is easy, because liberals believe that it's the role of government to intervene to level the playing field and to look out for the most vulnerable. So this is a no-brainer. So I actually want to talk to people here who identify as conservatives, because this is actually a very conservative bill philosophically. Conservatives believe that you cannot legislate the human heart. We wish we could, but we can't. That the only role of government is to legislate acts, to decide what you can do and what you can't do. And then you just leave people alone to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as they see fit. And that's what this bill does. It legislates acts. You know, conservatives also believe that even though justice should be blind, government can't be neutral, that acts are or aren't permissible. Either you can refuse to hire somebody because of the color of his or her skin, or you can't. Either you can refuse to rent to a single mother, or you can't. Either you can refuse to hire a person in a wheelchair, or refuse to build a ramp, or you can't. Either you can require somebody to work on their Sabbath, or you can't. That's government's role. According to conservative philosophy, that's government's role, and that's what this bill does. It says, no, you can't. You know, and then you come back only to what is unlegislatable, which is the human heart, and everybody has to decide as an individual legislator. Do you want to say, yes, you can discriminate in your acts in this county, or do you want to say, no, you can't? Thank you.
The last speaker signed up is Penny Coleman.
You got that right. I know you.
I've lived in Rosendale for more than 20 years, and I like to think that I live in a community of good and decent people. That's been easy for me to believe, because the people I come into contact with are nice to me. But I also know that that's in large part because I walk around with white skin, an able, though aging, body, middle-class access to goods and services, and an American passport in my drawer. The only time I've ever been stopped by a police officer, other than for going a little too fast, was when I had people of color in my car, and I was ashamed. I felt good about banking at Ulster Savings and enjoyed being on a first-name basis with my local bank manager until I learned that Ulster Savings was denying mortgages to people of color, and I was ashamed. I look straight, I'm not. But then I hear stories from friends who don't pass as easily, that they are often made to feel uncomfortable, sometimes afraid. There are examples of injustice that occur in Ulster County all the time, and we need a local government that protects all of our friends and neighbors. And this law will do that, and I hope you will all support it.
That's the last speaker. Does anybody else in the room want to speak? Hearing none, motion to close public hearing. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing is closed.
Tonight's third and final public hearing is on proposed local law number 18 of 2018, a local law amending Ulster County Charter Section 44-8 and Ulster County Administrative Code Section A33-2, Board of Ethics. And there are no speakers signed up.
Motion to close made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing is closed. Back to Ways and Means.